Welcome to an Easter Monday edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. That's right, Easter Monday. You know, Easter is such a big deal that it's actually, in the Catholic Church at least, Easter is, you know, the octave of Easter is, you know, what, 8 days? I want to say 8 days long. I mean, it's so big it takes 8 days to celebrate it. Just keep this thing going. That's fine with me. I don't know about you. Especially after the weather that Easter brought. Holy buckets, was that nice. Finally did it. Anyway, welcome to the program. I'll give you a little rundown of our guests here and what the plan is, and then we'll tackle some topics in the news today. My name is Scott Hennen. Glad to be here with What's on Your Mind. Coming up next hour, we'll be joined by KFIRE 550 in Bismarck and KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, along with the two stations bringing you What's on Your Mind right now, KTGO Tioga and AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo. Love to hear from you today, as always. Tell me how your Easter was, would you? The best part of Easter for you. 855-200-1776. That's the toll-free telephone number. Put it on your favorites and join us. 855-200-1776. 21st of April already. Holy buckets. April's flying. The Golden Girls will be here in the next segment. That would be Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum from the left and the right. Talk about the news of the day. We have Tom DeWeese next hour. He's the president of the American Policy Center. We had a guest from Valley City suggest we have Tom on to talk about the assault on property rights in the Bundy Ranch standoff out of Nevada and how that ties to some very dangerous proposals in something called Agenda 21, something being led by the United Nations. And the most dangerous part of Agenda 21, in my view, is just a way of thinking. That, you know, big government conglomerates and big business, you know, big think, anything big, knows better than you. And therefore, we need to, you know, property rights are bad under Agenda 21. Because basically, big wants to tell you how to develop land. And obviously, they can't do that if private hands. And so anyway, we'll learn a little bit about Agenda 21 together today with Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center on the program. And, you know, it does tie into what's going on out at Nevada. Patrick Rosensteel will be here also in our 10 o'clock hour. He'll be here about 10:30 or so. He is a senior advisor to the National Popular Vote Group. This is a story that, I guess a proposal that I've become interested in over the years, because I look at how campaigns are fought and won, the strategies behind them, and I see a whole lot of America that doesn't really get to play a role in shaping who the president is. You have the early states in the primaries playing a huge role in the selection process. And then when it comes down to two candidates, basically you have battleground states, right? And then you have flyover states. And that means that battleground states pretty much dictate what the candidates are going to be doing, what they're going to be proposing. I think it's a flawed system. And it's one that scares conservatives because they see blue states dominating in a change. I don't think that's necessarily the case, quite honestly, because if you can get to a point where every vote counts equal, not just the battleground state votes, all of a sudden you shift things considerably. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about that today with an expert on the topic. Minnesota's actually working on this issue, as a number of other states are, but it's working its way through the Minnesota legislature. So that's one of the reasons we added it to talk about, because it's being discussed there. So anyway, look forward to that. So there's the guest lineup. Now let's tackle a few topics for you today. And welcome your calls, questions, and or comments on any and all of these. Friday, you might not have noticed this because it was designed to come rather late in the day on Friday, Good Friday, heading into an Easter weekend. And this is a great political trick when you want to put out some bad news, some news you know you're going to get some grief about. You put it out on a Friday. Even better if it's a holiday, a Friday, as was Good Friday. But the Obama administration announced another delay in the Keystone XL pipeline decision. Do you think these folks, number one, do you think this will ever be authorized under an Obama administration? It's getting to the point now, these delays, they don't even surprise me anymore. Our congressional delegation, obviously, was a little surprised because they all three, Congressman Cramer, Senator Hoeven, and Senator Heitkamp, put out blistering press releases, really ticked off. Put forward a unified voice with a lot of other folks. By the way, this has been the subject of legislation to do an end around. If there ever was a time, now is the time. If they can get it by old Harry Reid. And more energy insanity has been the Minnesota restrictions against coal-fired power imported from North Dakota. Minnesota enjoys cheap energy as a result of North Dakota coal. Yet, they have a wacky environmental insanity wing that has a big political grip in Minnesota. And so they passed this goofy legislation. Well, a federal judge breathed in some clean air and came up with a common sense piece of judicial ruling that says, hey, Minnesota, you can't do that. You can't restrict coal-fired power imported from North Dakota. So a court victory. And, this is what the coal industry is in the middle of right now. They're having to fight battles in court to save themselves. So we're going to dig into that a little bit. How about this? A Kansas high school had over 1,000 signatures among the students on a petition started by a senior there that said, thanks but no thanks. We don't want Michelle Obama speaking at our high school commencement graduation. Their reason was because it would overshadow the students' big day. What do you make of that? I don't think that would have happened a year ago. Certainly not 4 or 5 years ago. And, I'm not a Michelle Obama fan. I'm sure that'll surprise you nowhere because of her way of thinking. But she is the First Lady of the United States. And, it's a coup when you have someone of that stature come speak. Now, you might not agree with them, and I wouldn't agree probably with much of what she says down in Kansas at this event, but some students saying, hey, no, thanks. We don't want you to come in here and overshadow our big day. Rather interesting. I got to ask the Golden Girls about that particular one. That's pretty amazing, for sure. And on Easter, Pope Francis called for an end to war and condemned waste, which he says exacerbates hunger. He's talked about this before. And the great thing I think about this Pope is he says things that makes you think. And I got to tell you, whenever he talks about this one, I always scratch my head a little bit and say, well, what can we do? What do you do? And then it plants a little seed. And then the next time you, clear off 2-3 plates of your kids' meals off of the dinner table into the garbage, you think, maybe he's onto something here. Now, I always am over practical on this. We're like, okay, what am I going to do with half-eaten French toast? What the heck can I do with that? How can I help? Mr. Pope. And there's no simple, easy answer, but I do think it starts with being conscious of it and just doing it. Maybe next time you don't make as many pieces of French toast and there's enough to go around and everybody get, just little things one by one that can help with that. But these are the kind of topics that really, I think, in some respects, Pope Francis gives people fits because he just goes places other people have not. And I think that's why he's called Pope right now. He's in that role. So what did you make of his comments there? Another one that caught my attention. And Nancy Pelosi's imitation of the Pope also made news over the weekend, doing an immigration push on a political topic. She washed the feet of some new immigrants. And it was roundly criticized as disrespectful and mocking. Agree with that? Those are the hot topics. Others welcome. Give us a ring on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Muffins lathered up in cream cheese frosting today for the crew today. I posted a photo last night, but Haley, who loves to bake, youngest member of our family, Haley is 10. She's a baker, that one. So her thing over the weekend was to make up some carrot cake cupcakes, because you know Dad loves carrot cake, complete with the carrot, you know, matchstick carrots. I didn't know what matchstick carrots were till I was sent to the grocery store to get matchstick carrots, just a little tiny, like, shavings of carrot. She put cross on the top as a little accent. photo up on Facebook if you want to check those out, because, as you know, the sweets were the Lenten penance this year, so I had to load up on a few of those yesterday. Very, very nice. Question on our Facebook page also about the delay by President Obama once again on the Keystone XL pipeline decision, this time until after the November election, supposedly. That's one theory. Asked what you thought about that, and we have a lot of responses to that. Blanquita Cullum is here from the right. Ellen Ratner from the left, not answering her phone, maybe getting a little extra sleep on Easter Monday. We'll get Ellen in a moment here.
Oh, yeah,
Blanquita, how are you?
I'm good, and, you know, I'm talking about the Keystone Pipeline with Ellen this morning as well. And the funny thing is, Ellen is totally anti-Keystone Pipeline. But I got to tell you, the pipeline, that one pipeline is a sacred cow. There are already pipelines coming down from Canada. And there are 4,000 railroad cars that have already been purchased to be able to transport the oil. And the fact of the matter is, if you're looking at for safety and the environment, what these wackos are thinking that it's going to be safer coming in a railroad train, it's coming. It's going to happen with or without the approval.
Yeah, no, here's the deal with folks from the left, the extreme environmentalists. This is about a disdain for fossil fuels, and you're exactly right. I mean, the oil will come one way or another.
It's already coming. Realize it's already coming down pipeline.
Ellen, let's ask Ellen, what's not to like here? I mean, the unions like this. You're union buddies because it's a lot of jobs. As Blanquita points out, there's tons of pipelines already, so how do you single out this one pipeline as being... But this is extremely
because at some point we have to stop and we have to worry about global warming, Scotty.
Global warming. How will not building the Keystone XL pipeline? How would the not building the Keystone XL pipeline improve the make a difference on your concerns?
Well,
with global warming?
Well, we have got to move towards renewable energy sources. The sun.
But
remember
you know
that big thing in the sky.
I'm
sorry.
You need to use gas to get there before you can have solar. They all have to be working off of something.
I understand. But one of the things we need to do, Blanquita, is to make sure that we are not beyond what we can do to save our planet. Remember, it's
well,
almost Earth Day.
The oil from the tar sands of Canada will go to the refineries either way. It's
true.
Going to get there. And what this does is take 500 trucks a day off the road. It is an economic engine. You know, the amount of jobs out there. And Ellen, if you look at our energy needs, if you just look at exactly what we need for energy, and then you look at the resources that we have to meet those needs, we need everything. So you can have your utopian sun.
If I would be in favor of the XL pipeline, if the president came out and said, okay, we're doing this, it's bad for the environment, but we're going to do this in the short term and we're going to put all of our money and energy into developing new energy.
Well, they're already developing new energy. And even the
Not at the rate we need to.
Even the national gas guys agree with that. But here's the thing. On one hand, Americans don't like to go to have send their sons and daughters to die for oil. All the wars that we have fought for in the past few years have been over oil. Now we have an opportunity with opening up a Pemex in Mexico to American oil, to what's happening with the Keystone Pipeline, to keep our entire hemisphere completely sovereign for hundreds, if not hundreds and scores of minutes, maybe 1,000 years. Now, the pipelines are already there. This is just a sacred cow. This is their one pipeline they're griping over, but it's coming anyway. It's already moving.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, politically speaking, this suggests that the extreme environmental wing has a more powerful grip from the left than even the unions do. I mean, that's pretty amazing that you have the amount of union support for this thing, and the president keeps thumbing them in the nose. And clearly he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to tick off extreme environmentalists who
no,
they need
listen,
in the
president doesn't
want to
do it because right now there's a lawsuit that happened because three people didn't want the pipeline near their property or on their property, and they went to the Nebraska court who found essentially for them.
Well, Ellen, the president doesn't need to fight that battle.
The president can't make a decision when the courts are still involved. You were off
of course
local
could.
Control, and look what happened, Scotty.
I mean, Ellen, it's an excuse a week.
You look at how much, which states in the country are doing well economically. Where is the biggest growth of population going because everyone needs jobs? The president doesn't have a jobs plan. We have a situation right now where there is like an oil boom with different companies around the globe working, and especially in places like Texas, are working hand in hand with the solar community. There's now waterless fracking. There's a whole lot of things going on the American public's not aware of. And if they don't get behind it, they're gonna stop the economy like they have in other parts of the country. And I don't think the North Dakotans are going to be happy.
All
well, you
right,
know, we should
story.
Do what they've done in the United Arab Emirates, which, frankly, what they're doing is they're buying up all our MIT scientists, and they're getting all of the patents for green energy, and we're not doing it. Well, I don't know if I completely agree with that, Ellen. You should see a lot of these groups like Halliburton and Shell Oil and a lot of these companies that now have big, big working relationships with solar, with alternative energy. I think it's just Americans are not aware of it. We hear one side versus another side, and frankly, and a lot of the investigation I've done, it's a lot more complicated than that and a lot more involved than that.
We only have 1 minute left. I want to ask you quickly about this Kansas high school senior that started a petition that now 1,000 kids in the school in Kansas have signed saying we do not want Michelle Obama speaking at our high school because it would overshadow the students' big day. Ellen, what do you make of this?
Well, I think they should want her. The problem is the amount of tickets that are available because she's coming. That's the issue. I think if they were to move it to a different venue so they had more tickets, nobody would object. And you know what, Ellen, I'm going
to
agree with you on this because it's a free speech issue. I remember when they protested Bush or family members of the Bush family. I think that that's one of the beautiful things in this country. I agree, move it to a bigger venue and let them have the opportunity to hear what she says, whether they agree with her or not.
Well,
but
I think
she's
it's
not
amazing.
Known to
it's
give a lot of political speeches.
I think, you know, it just says a lot that this would even happen. I don't think a year ago, certainly 4 or 5 years ago, would have happened at all. Love is wearing off.
We have free speech in this country, and that millennials are empowered.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. A great deal, a very special deal for our listeners now through the end of April. Here's the deal. 50% off, half off any room. 50% off, that's right, half off any spa treatment. 50% off the bowling, private bowling. Have two lanes, you'll have a blast. It's great family fun. We crank up the jukebox. We have a great time every time we go. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your stay for the entire crew. Your pick of rooms, three-bedroom, two-bedroom, you name it. Just need a king-size big room. There's no such thing as a bad room at Chase on the Lake. They're all fabulous. Here's how you get this offer. Any Sunday through Thursday, now through the end of April, go to chaseonthelake.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. If you'd like, call them. Tell them Scott sent you. They'll walk you through the reservation. 888-CHASE-06. 888-242-7306. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, 855-200-1776 is the toll-free telephone number, 855-200-1776. When you call, press 2 if you'd like to have a conversation, a little chit-chat, a little back and forth, throw out your opinion, maybe I'll agree, maybe I'll disagree, but we'll have a conversation. Or when you call 855-200-1776, you can also press 1. And that allows you to do what we call a drive-by. You just get to say your piece. We play it uninterrupted and add it to the program. So either way, some folks like to just dial the number, get their piece in, and move on. Others like to converse a little bit. So it's totally up to you. Two options for you, 855-200-1776. And that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Obviously, we're not doing the show 24-7, but you can always leave the message 24-7. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Yeah, I had a comment on the Keystone Pipeline. I know there's a lot of debate about global warming, of course, but these same people that are worried about global warming and CO2 emissions, because they create global warming. I had to ask them this, is how many thousands of trucks are we going to take off the roads with just that one pipeline? And also eliminating fossil fuels, where does our plastic come from? And our world is completely filled with plastic. I don't know how we could function anymore without it. So I guess I'd like to hear your ladies respond a little bit to that. So. Talk to you later.
The ladies are gone, but you're exactly right. I mean, the byproducts, petroleum, a component in all kinds of things is extraordinary. And that's a point that doesn't get made very often, right? We kind of just talk about the other side of this. But, you're exactly right. I mean, that is a fair point that I think doesn't get made enough. This Keystone XL pipeline thing is getting a fair amount of news. And my favorite comment over the weekend that the Democratic National Committee chairman said, politics is not affecting the decision by the president. Of course not. No, 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 no. I mean, that would just never happen. Not a chance that he would be worried about the, folks, this is all about politics. They've tried environmental report after environmental report. Ellen says she defends it on behalf of the president, because we've just got to have tough love on new energy sources. Well, all of their studies haven't suggested there were any impacts, many of this. But it's getting a fair amount of buzz, which I think is good, because it obviously makes things a little more uncomfortable for the administration. In fact, there's a piece on Fox News Channel as we speak with Carl Rove quoted on that. If I have time, I'll play that for you here in a moment. Welcome more of your calls at 855-200-1776, 701. Save the 701 numbers for next hour. Here's Brad, south of Detroit Lakes, way in today on What's On Your Mind. Brad, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, too. Did you have a good Easter?
Fabulous. It was very, very nice. Went up to Grand Forks, spent some time with the in-laws, and just had a very relaxing, wonderful day. Prime rib was the main menu item, and it was really, really, really good. How about you?
Excellent. Excellent weather. Yes, we did. We had a couple foster kids, and it was their kind of first Easter, celebration, and that was really fun.
But, oh, for fun. That's great.
I'm calling about this. You know, you guys were talking about the Keystone Pipeline, I think. I just got in the car and heard some final comments. And, you know, the president's suspended it indefinitely, and I'm wondering, don't you really think that's because of his background, his compassion towards Islamic and Muslim nations? And if that's enough oil for us to support our hemisphere, he's going to fight that, isn't he?
Well, I think the president is doing more about domestic politics than anything. I mean, I think that, you know, a very extreme environmental wing that has some political power doesn't want it. And he's got to keep them happy. And I think that's what this has been about all along. And the ironic thing is, you know, you've got a lot of unions that want it. So, but, you know, this is a loud, powerful, political, you know, force. And he's kowtowing to him right now. That's what, you know, he keeps asking for ammunition, environmental impacts and State Department reviews and all these things. And they keep coming back saying, hey, go ahead. And so he just keeps coming up with a, you know, new reason to delay it. The latest being, you know, the court case in Nebraska. He's caving to the left. It's pure politics. That's my take on it, Brad, more so than it would be.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, but also I think the other, also because of his ties with Muslims and that part of the world, that they pull out the North American or this hemisphere out of the oil producing aspect of their business, and it's going to, I mean, it'll get tight for them. That's a lot of revenue they're going to lose. I think there's a lot in what he's doing. That's not just, you know, the domestic policies and stuff.
Well, I think, I don't think he likes oil. So, I think that's, you know, he doesn't like fossil fuels, right? So he says in a jihad for coal. They have this utopian view. Whether or not it's to try and protect overseas interests or not, I don't know. That obviously would have to be pretty covert and something deep in the recesses. I don't know. But he doesn't like coal, that's for sure. And, you know, Blanquita brought this up. We don't spend enough time talking about the benefits of more domestic energy production in the way of being able to pick our battles on a national security front a little more carefully. You know what I mean? I think that's something that deserves some time as well.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Appreciate you very much, Brad.
Yeah. Thank you much for the time. See ya.
Thanks for listening. Here's that Fox report I was talking about. They're chatting with Karl Rove here about this decision.
On the old Keystone Pipeline, you've been hearing about it for a long time. This decision now will happen, shortly after the midterm elections, causing many to raise eyebrows about whether this is a political decision. That project, which you can see, would bring oil all the way from Alberta down to the Gulf and create thousands of jobs in the process. But Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says she thinks politics has nothing to do, actually, in her opinion, with this delay. Here she is.
I want to make sure that the right decision is arrived at and that the president makes that decision carefully and doesn't factor politics into his decision, which I don't think he is.
Well, there you have it. Karl Rove is a former senior advisor and deputy chief of staff to President George W. Bush, also a Fox News contributor. Karl, good morning to you. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So listen, what was your reaction over the weekend? Yeah, I saw it pour into my phone over the weekend as it crossed the wires. Another delay. What did you think?
Well, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, that's a kind of inane thing that party chairmen have to say sometimes in defending their presidents. Of course it was about politics. It's all about politics. It's the president is concerned about the enthusiasm of Democratic voters going into the 2014 midterm elections, and he doesn't want to do anything that's going to depress that turnout. If you take a look at the recent Pew poll, Americans favored the construction of the pipeline by 61-27, but Republicans and Democrats favored it. Democrats narrowly opposed it. And what the president's worried about is the environmental left in the Democratic Party having little or no energy, no excitement, because he's approved this pipeline against their wishes. We also have the question of money. One guy in California, Tom Steyer, a venture capitalist who's made a lot of money off of green energy projects, vows to spend $100 million to either elect Democrats who support cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline or denial of it, or to defeat Democrats who support it. And what they want to do is they want to keep Steuer's money being spent to elect Democrats, not to defeat Democrats who've come out against the project. So this was all about politics.
It's a fascinating story about Mr. Steuer, that California billionaire, and his involvement in this decision. He's lobbied very hard for it to go exactly the way it went over the weekend. Let's take a look at some of the quotes from some senators who are in some tough spots when it comes to their reelection in November. Mary Landrieu says this decision is irresponsible, unnecessary, and unacceptable. And we also have a quote from Senator Begich of Alaska. Obviously, these two senators very closely involved with this decision. I am frankly appalled at the continued foot dragging by this administration. This process has gone on long enough. So why wouldn't the White House want to do something to help out these two people who are in a tough election situation?
Well, look, I think this is a stupid move politically for the president. This has been reviewed by the State Department. It's been reviewed by the environmental agencies. This thing is a worthwhile thing to do. There's no carbon increase in our carbon emissions as a result of building this pipeline. If the oil doesn't come to the United States and get used in an efficient way, it's going to be sent ultimately to China and be used in a less efficient way. So the president would be smart to have this happen so that people like Mary Landrieu and Mark Begich could claim credit for having pushed the administration to do so. But that's not how these people are thinking. Now, remember, the president also has this unusual thing going on. His former Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, says, build the pipeline. His former Chief of Staff, now the White House Chief of Staff, says, build the pipeline. There are a whole range of former Obama administration officials who had something to do with this who now have come out and said the pipeline ought to be built. It'll be a secure way for us to get 700,000 barrels of oil a day from Canada and from North Dakota to the refineries on the Gulf Coast. And that's 700,000 barrels of oil that we will not be importing from the Middle East. We'll spend $7.7 billion because of the president's delay. If he grants this after the election between 2013 and 2015, there'll be $7.7 billion in payments for oil to the Middle East that we wouldn't have had to pay had we had this pipeline built.
I mean, you've got the environmental issue, and as you say, it's been given approval by a number of agencies. And then you've got the energy independence issue, which, you know, may turn out to be something right. that will be leveraged by Republicans in this debate. So we'll see. We got to go. Carl, thank you so much. Great to have you here,
yeah.
as always.
There you go. Carl Rove and his comments on the decision to delay the Keystone Pipeline. Dustin Moore with you here for the next couple minutes. We're going to talk some sports here on the What's On Your Mind preview show. Boston Marathon running today, expected to garner extra attention from spectators and media locally, nationally, and internationally. The 118th running of the Boston Marathon. A couple great articles on the front page of today's Inforum. Sports section, a couple of marathon articles. Also, Inform has a great list of all the Minnesota and North Dakota participants in this year's Boston Marathon. Minnesota Wild down 2-0 against the Colorado Avalanche in the hockey playoffs. Game 3 today, 6 o'clock at the XL Energy Center. Goaltending look for Darcy Kemper to probably start after a shaky game from Brizgalov. He was pulled in Game 2 with 8 minutes remaining in the second period. Kemper then stopped all the shots he faced, so look for Darcy Kemper to start in goal for Game 3 tonight. Minnesota Twins had an 8-3 win yesterday over the Royals, but lost 2 of 3 in the series. They take on the Tampa Bay Rays in a 3-game road series beginning Tuesday. More of What's On Your Mind coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Folks, listen up, because I have some clues here that could win you a $25 certificate to the Speakeasy Restaurant in Moorhead, where they roll back the clock to the 80s on Monday. You're going to the Speakeasy for lunch or dinner tonight, and you're going to find 80s prices on select menu items. Speakeasy Restaurant, one of the great ones. Some great food in Moorhead. And Mondays, we do a little Speakeasy trivia and give you a chance to win a couple of $25 gift certificates. There was a popular television cartoon made... an episode of which made depicting Prohibition. You know which one that was? Homer Simpson was the star. There's your clue. Okay? And Prohibition was so unpopular that it had to be repealed. They finally did that, and alcohol became legal once more in December of 1933. December 33 and Homer Simpson, your two clues. Now, when you call 855-200-1776, press 2 when you dial, 855-200-1776. That's the telephone number. Dan's going to take your name. We're going to put you on the air, and you get to answer the question on which show did the Homer Simpson star in that actually did an episode on Prohibition. Hard to believe. And tell me, answer the question of when alcohol became legal once more because of Prohibition being repealed in December of 1933. 855-200-1776. When you call, press extension 2, give Dan your number, And we'll make you a lucky winner today on What's on Your Mind, the Speakeasy Tribute today. And we'll give you a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant. Can you beat a deal like that? I don't think so. And everybody wins when you head to the Speakeasy today and have lunch or dinner because they're rolling back the prices to the 80s. All right. 855-200-1776 is our telephone number. And again, when you call, press 2. We need you to weigh in. You can't leave a message. You got to press line 2 to get through today on the program. All right? And let's see here. I got to get you the weather forecast in here as well. I have time to get to these callers first. All right, need one more call, 855-200-1776. Homer Simpson, what show was Homer in? They did a show about Prohibition. Frank at Fargo wants to answer the question about... Frank, are you there?
Hello, this is Craig.
Craig, how are you, Craig?
I'm good. I'd like to answer the question.
All right, beautiful. Prohibition, so unpopular it had to be repealed. When did alcohol become legal once more?
Actually, December 1933.
Very good, very good. You listen well. And the popular television cartoon made an episode during depicting, rather, Prohibition, starring Homer Simpson. What show would have that been, Frank? Craig, sorry. That would have been The Simpsons. You're exactly right, yeah. So you listen so well. You got a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy. What do you think of that program?
Cool. And I have to say about Prohibition, you know, my when I think about Prohibition, my grandpa was born in 1905. He was 20-something years old before he could legally buy alcohol. And I go into an alcohol store right now, and there's tons of choices. And I ask myself, why does anybody need illegal drugs? Enjoy a cold one and call it good. It just amazes me.
Yeah, it is. Human behavior, hard to grasp. Hang on a second, Craig. We're going to get your address there, okay? And, all right, who's the other caller here? What's your name? I don't have your name on my screen, unfortunately. What's your name?
Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Not too bad.
All right, so what year did alcohol become legal once more? Prohibition ended.
December 1933.
That's right. Roosevelt claimed his landslide victory over Hoover, and he got the 18th Amendment to the Constitution repealed as soon as possible. And I think he actually toasted the decision with a martini, too. Then the other question, which popular television cartoon made an episode depicting Prohibition?
The Simpsons.
Very good. Lynn, we also have a $25 gift certificate for you from the Speakeasy today, okay?
All right.
Hang on. Dan's going to get your address, and we're going to mail that off to you today. Way to go, folks. I love giving away things. And we'll get you schooled up on Prohibition. The Speakeasy. Next Monday, we'll tell you why it is... The speakeasies were called speakeasies. See if you can figure that one out. It's already 44 degrees in Fargo, heading for 60 degrees today. Forecast looks like this in the valley. A lot of sunshine. 61 with a north-northwest wind at 20 to 30 tonight. Clear skies. Low about 34 with a north-northeast wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. 60 today, 68 tomorrow. Then we'll have some rain shower activity Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. 60 Wednesday, 53 Thursday, 46 on Friday. Out of the oil patch, 59 and partly sunny today. Forecast looks like this in the patch. Some clouds this morning give way to generally sunny skies in the afternoon. 59 for a high with a northwest wind at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low about 36 degrees. And as we look ahead tomorrow, windy, 64. A little bit of sunshine and some thundershower activity tomorrow. 55 for a temp. Windy again on Thursday, 48, and Friday, partly sunny and 41. Later in the week, still down in the 20s for overnight lows, however. All right, 39 in Williston at this hour, 35 in Tioga, Watford City, 37, Newtown, 33, Stanley, 33, Columbus, 35 at Cloudy, back of the Valley, Cloudy and 39 at Grand Forks, Hillsboro, 44 and Cloudy, Grafton, Cloudy, 37 degrees, Breckenridge, 46 degrees, Fergus Falls, 48, Detroit Lakes, 44. All right, folks, you're up to date on the weather. More of What's on Your Mind straight ahead. 44 and cloudy in Fargo.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about two blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.